He was a carpenter, and he took a piece of oak and chiseled it up, you know, and made him a grinder. And he had a horse, and that horse pulled it around, and he had a good bit of cane planted there. Not a big piece of it, you know, just a patch of it, but he made them good syrup there. But we never did food, nothing like that.
What else would they make with cane? Would they make something thick and black with it?
Well, they got that black scrap molasses, whatever they call it, put in cattle, and I guess they got that malt.
Yeah.
They make beer with and all that. With that come out of cane.
The difference between syrup and molasses.
I wouldn't know what to say about that part. It's like they got different kind of canes and different kind of molasses or syrup and all that kind of stuff.
You know, the stuff you buy now, it's all imitation, all that stuff you buy in the store. But then the stuff you used to get, you'd say it was...
That was pure then. But then what they put in that thing nowadays, but when you make it like that, you know it was pure, because you wouldn't add nothing else to it. Now, we were kids, we used to run over there, he'd be grinding some, and he had a little trough, like, you know, where it would run out. We'd get us a cup like that. Go ahead, get some of it. See how it tastes, boy. That juice would taste good.
And when it was cooking, you'd say, just want you. Just.
It'd be cooking, boy. It'd be a good odor.
You'd say, boy, come over here. And
I got a big iron pot, so that's what we use now to barbecue in. About this big.
Yeah.
I used to make molasses with that, syrup with that, and boil it in there.
This Bud, you mind if I turn the air conditioner on?
Turn it on?
Yeah.
You're getting cool now, huh?
Yeah. Tell you what, that thing works awful good. Thing works mighty good.
Yeah, it was hot in here when we first walked in. He was just off cold like that.
Yeah.
I think we could be cool now.
No, that's okay to me. Sorry. Well, sugar used to be sold when it was wood prepackaged.
No.
And it was just put up weight out of the barrel, and you say it was sold
by the sack. Mm-hmm. Sack sugar.
Mm. You ever seen weighed out of a barrel?
I don't remember seeing it out of a barrel. I always just see it in the in a sack. And them stores used to have like big drawers like underneath the counter where they keep all that stuff. All that used to come in sacks them days. Well, they'd have a big drawer that would maybe hold a sack, you know, like, and they'd put it in that. When you wanted something, they always pull it out and scoop, get on a scale.
Yeah.
Weigh it right there with whatever you wanted.
Yeah, it was sold.
Like loose bulk or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Everything used to be that way them days. Everything was all sacked. In sacks.
Yeah. What did your wife put up in cans?
What my wife put up in cans?
Yeah,
can?
Did she ever take fruits and boil the juice of them and make jams or?
Oh, yeah.
What else?
She put up preserve and bad preserve with figs and all that kind of stuff. Mayol jelly and scuppernong jelly.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you have now on the table to season your food with? You just got what? The two main things, you know.
Salt and pepper? But I don't think we use them. Then I don't use pepper.
Was there a place around here where somebody would have a lot of fruit trees when you were a young boy?
There was a few trees, like figs, pears, plums, oranges, things like that.
Like the folks over there might have what? A place where they have a lot of that. You said you had a lot of peach trees. You said you had a peach.
They have a few peach trees over there, but never could do much. My mother planted all kinds of stuff like that. Try. Even apple, but they never would do good over here.
Your brother would come in with a bunch of fruit or something like that. Let's say a bunch of apples, and you say, what? You say, give me
an apple or something.
Yeah. Was there a place around here, you know, where people would try and grow a lot of fruit, or?